AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A police officer and two other people are dead in a shooting this afternoon in a Denver suburb. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
It happened in the early afternoon in Arvada, Colorado, where Deputy Police Chief Ed Brady says an officer responded to a disturbance call.
We received 911 calls about shots fired and that an officer had been hit by gunfire.
The officer, described as a veteran of the force, was killed. So was another person who may have been a good Samaritan trying to help. And then the gunman was fatally shot by police.
This is an active investigation with many moving pieces.
This woman, who works at an art gallery, tells KMGH-TV she heard the shots.
Okay, I just need to get secure and I need to get where I'm away from windows.
And then made a call to her husband.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Tropical storm Claudette is blamed for 14 deaths in Alabama, including 10 in a fiery crash Saturday south of Montgomery. Eight of those killed were family or residents of a state sheriff's girls ranch. Alabama Youth Homes Chief Executive Michael Smith.
We're in a state of grief right now, and there's a lot of healing that needs to be done. You know, in the Bible it says that God won't put anything on us that we can't handle, and we've questioned that quite a bit these past few days, but God's got big shoulders, and we know that our only way to get through the grief that we have right now is with prayer.
The crash also took the lives of a young father and his infant daughter. The government is expected to fall short of shipping 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses abroad by the end of the month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
Also, the CDC says 150 million people are fully vaccinated in this country. This is AP News. The Supreme Court, in a unanimous ruling, overturns NCAA rules limiting education-related benefits for Division I football and basketball players.
Currently, students can't be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer is capped at the cost of attending the school. The former athletes who brought the case argue that the rules on education-related compensation are unfair and violate federal antitrust laws. The case won't determine whether students can be paid. Instead, it will help determine whether schools decide to offer athletes tens of thousands of dollars to cover expenses such as the cost of computers, graduate scholarships, tutoring, studying abroad, and internships. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Boy Scouts of America has come up with another bankruptcy plan. It increases BSA contribution to $250 million and those from its councils to $500 million for child sex abuse victims. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.